From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for no compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, disrupting everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you no compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet. And the folks who have detailed information about saving what's left, they all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses. So please get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio. This is Activist Radio, and I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down in the dragon at the road blockade. If you do have information, news, comments, announcements, or anything else friendly for Earth First Radio, please keep that pencil and paper handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. Let's start off with announcements. All right. Up in San Francisco, California, on June 3rd is the kickoff demo against the Gap Fishers. With the Gap Fishers, we have a unique opportunity to save over a quarter of a million acres of redwood forest land through public pressure, namely a boycott of their stores, which we launched in November of 98, and which is reaching critical mass. The June 3rd demo is the first in a series of intense protests, culminating in our Wizard of Sacto action, designed to shame Gray Davis and elicit support for the redwoods from Californians everywhere. The BBC will be filming the June 3rd demo for their 3-minute international spot on the Gap boycott campaign. This spot could potentially add tremendous pressure to the fishers to stop their exploitation of people and the environment. The demo will feature our magnificent 5.5-foot diameter 200-year-old redwood stump, courtesy of the Gap Fishers, and 12 dancing sewing machine toting redwood trees. There will be songs, dances, a skit, and other surprises. Time and place? Well, it's the Gap flagship store. That's just off of Union Square in San Francisco, California. Once again, that's June 3rd. Time to be announced, it says. But if you want more information, or if you want to be a tree or help with the props, 415-731-7924. That's 415-731-7924. And check that one out. If you're looking for something to do in Eugene, Oregon, we have this June calendar from the Eugene Active Existence. Coming up is in the next week is their Genetic Engineering, Animal Rights, and Biodiversity Week, an open forum for activists from outside the Eugene area. And then on June 5th through 11th is the Forest Conference Forest Action Camp. The Threatened Forests of the Pacific Northwest will host the latest in forest activism. I guess you have to be in Eugene to find out where that is going to happen, but somewhere in Eugene. Maybe I'll get more information about that in the next week. Also, June 14th through the 17th is the Punk Fest in Eugene, Chaos Days 2000. It's the Punks General Assembly. If you want more information, go to chaosdays@zdnet.com. That's Chaos Days, all one word, at zdnet.com. They also have a phone number, 303-285-3480. That's 303-285-3480. And check out extension 8899. Sounds like fun. Looking for David Rovics? Well, this coming Sunday. He'll be at the Heartwood Gathering in Kentucky, and you better be very close to that already. And on Saturday, June 3rd, that's next weekend, he'll be at the Independent Progressive Politics Network Conference in Madison, Wisconsin. For more information about where David Rovics is going to be playing, get on the web and go to www.davidrovics.com. That's R-O-V-I-C-S, davidrovics.com. And the Yosemite National Park Draft Valley Plan hearings have started. I believe today there was one in Oakland, but coming up on May 30th, they will be having their hearing at the Valley Visitors Center. I suppose that's in Yosemite Valley on May 30th, May 31st in Oakhurst at the Community Center, in Mariposa on June 1st at the Senior Activity Center on 5246 Spriggs Lane, in Sonora on June 2nd at the Elks Lodge, on June 5th in Costa Mesa, California at the Doubletree Hotel, and in Los Angeles, June 6th at the Autry Museum of Western Heritage at 4700 Heritage Way, and June 7th in San Diego at the Hanalei Hotel, 2270 Hotel Circle North. All right, also coming up on the national calendar, June 5th at the REI store in Seattle, 222 Yale Avenue, you all know where that is. In Denver on June 6th at the Marriott Denver West, 1717 Denver West, Marriott Boulevard. In Golden, Colorado, in the Chicago area, June 7th at the Holiday Inn Express in Elmhurst, Illinois. And June 8th in Washington, D.C. at Bailey's Crossroads REI store, Carlin Springs Road in Bailey's Crossroads, Virginia. All right, and for those of you who want to send in your comments concerning the Yosemite Draft Valley Plan, here's the address. Superintendent Dave Mihalik, M-I-H-A-L-I-C, Draft Yosemite Valley Plan, Post Office Box 577, Yosemite National Park, California, 95389. Once again, that's Superintendent Dave Mihalik, Draft Yosemite Valley Plan, P.O. Box 577, Yosemite National Park, California, 95389. Or you could fax those comments in, area code 209-372-0456. Once again, 209-372-0456. Or, of course, email to yose_planning, that's Y-O-S-E, underscore planning, at nps.gov. Now, the roadless area hearings and informational meetings are also ongoing. This coming week, let's start on 31st at the Burns, Oregon Senior Center, and also on the 31st in Florence, Oregon at the Florence Events Center, and also the 31st in Prineville, Oregon at the Forest Headquarters, in Portland on the 31st at the Oregon Convention Center, and in Colville, Washington on the 31st at the Colville Community College, in Vida, Oregon at the McKinsey School, in Everett, Washington, at the Everett Pacific Hotel. And these are all on the 31st. These people must get around. In Walla Walla, Washington, at the Walla Walla Ranger District Office. Baker City, Oregon, at the Sun Ridge Inn, also at on the 31st. And in Medford, Oregon, at the Red Lion Hotel. On the 1st of June, in Beaver, Oregon, at the Beaver Fire Hall. In Sweet Home, Oregon, on the 1st at the Sweet Home Ranger District Office. In Vancouver, Washington, at the Forest Headquarters of the Ginfert Pitchet National Forest. Also on the 1st in Yakima, Washington, at Kavanaugh's Gateway. That's in Grants, Oregon, at the Rogue Bank Floral. Okay, that's June 1st. Also June 1st in Cedro Woolley, Washington, at the Mount Baker Ranger District Office. That's 2105 Highway 20. And on June 5th at the Mill City Middle School in Mill City, Oregon, in Oak Ridge, Oregon, on the 6th of June at the Middle Fork Ranger District office. And those are informational meetings. They won't be taking comments at those particular meetings, but the actual public hearings start in Oregon and Washington on the 19th of June, so I'll let you know about those later on. Looking for information about global warming, the Madison-based Ecological Enterprises has launched Climate Arc, an internet information source and search engine aimed at greenhouse gas emissions. Those interested in climate change research and activist activities can carry out full-text searches through an extensive list of reviewed internet content. The site is dedicated to promoting public policy that addresses global climate change through reductions in carbon and other emissions, energy conservation, alternative energy sources, and ending deforestation. Where is it? Well, it's at www.climatearc.com. Capital C, L-I-M-A-T-E, capital A-R-K dot O-R-G, climatearc.org. Let's get into some activist news here. The tree sit in Fayetteville, Arkansas, as far as I know, is still ongoing. Mary Lightheart, a 53-year-old grandmother, is up on a platform in a 225-year-old post oak, smack dab in the middle of where they want to put a Kohl's department store. Well, as of a couple of days ago, 13 people had been arrested in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Why don't you give the mayor a call? The mayor of Fayetteville is Fred Hanna, Jr. His home phone, 501-443-4980, 501-443-4980, or if you want to be more polite, you can call him at work, 501-575-8330. That's 501-575-8330. Mary needs her food, Mary needs water, and Mary needs her medicine. So let's see. I'm sure people have been sneaking stuff in. Kohl's is owned by Senator Kohl of Wisconsin. His number, 1-800-247-5645. 800-247-5645. And speak to the good senator about getting some food and water to Mary Lightheart and to save the trees in Fayetteville. Of course, there's a tree sit going on in California, the Albion tree sit. It's been going on since near the first of the year, trying to protect a 220-acre THP. There's a couple of tree sits actually going on. I checked on this last week, didn't have a chance to check on it this week, but five people were last week, and there's a revolving core group. They need money and tarps. If you have money or tarps, send them to P.O. Box 702, Mendocino, California, 95460. There are other tree sits up, but folks, if you want me to let you know about your tree sit, you got to let me know about your tree sit, okay? What happened yesterday? Well, yesterday was a day to remember. 10 years ago yesterday at 11:55 in the morning, a bomb went off in a car in Oakland, California, seriously injuring Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney, who were on their way to Santa Cruz to organize Redwood Summer rallies. What I've got is a taped interview with Daryl Cherney.
Us go on.
It's the 10th anniversary of the bombing, Daryl. A comment for Earth First Radio?
In some ways, it's been a long time. Of course, Earth Firsters very often live on a geological time format, and in that respect, it's just been the blink of an eye. And we've got still a lot of time to bring our case to justice. On the 10th anniversary, you know, I can still hear the bomb going off in my head. I can still feel them taking me away from Judy as they pulled me out of the car. And I still feel, you know, the dire need to get vindication. We have to find out who did this to us, and I will put much of my energy right through my dying day to find out who bombed Judy Berry and myself.
I'm so glad you got a chance to do that.
Well, we got our trial's coming up, October 1st, 2001. I call it 2001, an FBI odyssey.
Thank you, Daryl.
You're welcome, Dennis.
Earth First Radio, Uncle Dennis. And that's recorded in San Francisco at the rally in San Francisco. There were approximately 300 people at the 10th anniversary fiddled down the FBI rally yesterday in San Francisco. Lots of fiddles, lots of folks. The attorney for Daryl Cherney and Judy Berry's case was there. And, of course, the good news was that there is a court date, October 1st in the year 2001, as Daryl mentioned. And we're all looking forward to having a case built that will rock the FBI and stop COINTELPRO in its tracks. And that wasn't the only rally held yesterday. Earth First demonstrators rallied in front of Bloomington's FBI office. This is Bloomington, Indiana, I believe, to salute a California environmental activist who was injured 10 years ago. Among approximately 20 participants, some also came to support Oregon residents Craig Rosebrough and Josh Harper. Anyway, they had a nice time out there. Moving on to other tree sits and action. 8:30 on May 15th in the morning, two women were arrested for blocking a logging road into the Alajo Valley of the Stoltman Wilderness of British Columbia. International Forest Products Interfire Fallers were stopped on their way to chopping 1,000-year-old trees in the Alajo Valley. A Ministry of Forest report released in April 2000 concluded that these same 1,000-year-old trees should be identified and protected. Interfor, the courts, and the government are all dancing in a menage a trois that leaves old-growth forests of B.C. in absolute ruins, stated Canadian Party of Women spokesperson Betty Krawitz. Women's Day of Action participants demanded Interfor stop cutting some of the world's oldest trees recognized in a recent Ministry of Forest report. But during her adjournment over the criminal contempt of a court charge, Krawitz, 71-year-old great-grandmother joined the blockade line. Judge Parrott refuses to hear the defense of justification. I am now taking this matter to the court of public opinion. And she's urging women to take action all across British Columbia, whether it's the raging grannies singing the dangers of genetically modified organisms outside the Ministry of Environment, David Anderson's office, or young female activists climbing 100 feet up trees to prevent dynamite blasts to further road construction by Interfor. They have an on-site phone number if you want to give them a call up there in British Columbia, 604-838-3953. That's 604-838-3953. And in the coastal mountain range northwest of Roseburg, Oregon, there is a chunk of BLM private checkerboard missing. Instead, there is a solid 209,000-acre Weyerhaeuser tree farm called Millicoma. Behind locked gates, it is a virtual wasteland of clear cuts, but there are a few pieces of public forest scattered among the devastation. Managed by Coos Bay BLM, these small dots of ancient forests are the last refuge for old-growth-dependent species. But on May 13th, the Coos Bay BLM district announced their newest and greatest proposal, the Cedar Creek Timber Sale. BLM proposes to clear cut 189 acres of the scattered public forest inholdings within the Weyerhaeuser tree farm. It's scoping time for Cedar Creek, which means you can tell the BLM what you think of their idea. Basically, you probably don't think too much of it if you're a forest activist. Oh man, it's bad news. 4.1 miles of new logging roads, reconstruction of 10 miles of old logging roads. As I said, 189 acres of clear cuts. 906 acres will be thinned. That means they take a lot of trees out. You want to have your comment made? Here's the email address. Coos_Bay, that's COOS_Bay, at or.blm.gov. That's Coos_Bay at or.blm.gov. Or you can give Alan Hoffmeister a call. He's the Coos Bay BLM Public Affairs Officer. His number, 541-751-4249. That's 541-751-4249. Ask for access to be able to see these threatened trees and then email your comments in. Once again, there's another number for Coos Bay BLM, 541-756-0100. If you want further information, you can call Francis at 541-673-7649. That's 641-673-6749 for more information about the Cedar Creek sales in Oregon. Forest activists protest logging practices, written by Grace Carpa of the Neighbors staff writer. Logzilla and the Ghosts of Forest Past drew people to downtown Grass Valley, California sidewalks during a march last week to protest logging practices. Yuba Nation, a group recently formed to protest logging near the South Yuba River, organized a rally in Grass Valley's Memorial Park where several speakers ripped into logging practices of one company, the Anderson, California-based Sierra Pacific Industries. The company has been the subject of criticism after area activists discovered in December that the California Department of Deforestation approved in August the company's plan to log near the Yuba River. Hey, hey, ho, ho. SPI has got to go, chanted some three dozen protesters during their march from Memorial Park up Colfax Avenue to South Auburn Street, up Main Street, down Bennett Street, and back to the park. They have a list of 10 demands for Sierra Pacific Industries. Don't know what they all are, but they included the company stop clear-cutting and other kinds of logging. Wildlife services? Well, they aren't out there grooming wildlife, let me tell you. They've got a new name, but it's up to the same old game. Trapping, poisoning, shooting, gassing, clubbing, destroying wildlife at taxpayers' expense to protect profits for corporate welfare livestock industry people. DeFazio, Bass, and Morella, these are all Congress people, are taking the lead in bringing sorely needed reform to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Disservices Program by offering a floor amendment to the fiscal year 2001 Agricultural Appropriations Bill. The amendment would preclude wildlife services from spending federal dollars on lethal predator control for the purpose of protecting livestock. Each year, 100,000 coyotes, mountain lions, black bears, bobcats, foxes, and other predators are killed to protect livestock. And private livestock producers benefit from this wildlife service with less than 1% of the costs. The other 99% was paid for by you and me. Please call your representative. Here's a phone number, 202-224-3121, as soon as possible, and ask them to support the DeFazio Bass Morella Amendment to the Agriculture Appropriations Bill. And if you want more information, go to www.house.gov/welcome.html and find out more about your local representative. All right. And speaking of wildlife, rewards totaling $2,500 are being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for shooting and killing three threatened grizzly bears in Montana. Defenders of Wildlife says it will offer $1,500 from its Imperiled Predator Reward Fund, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is offering $1,000 for similar information. The three bears were found on May 5th at the Blackfeet Indian Reservation in northwest Montana. One of the bears, a 14-year-old female, had been part of a monitoring study for 12 years, during which time she had never been a threat to humans. Her two cubs, one male and one female, were found dead beside her in a clearing. The greatest threat to grizzly bear recovery is people killing them, said Defenders of Wildlife President Robert Schlickeisen. We want to make it very clear that killing grizzly bears is illegal and will not be tolerated. We hope that our reward offer helps to bring the person or persons responsible for this tragedy to justice, because of the low reproduction rate of grizzly bears. Losing three bears is a tremendous blow to the grizzly population in the region. Females do not breed until they are 4 or 5 years old, and then they have just one or two cubs every other year. According to tribal officials, the illegal killing of grizzlies has been increasing on the Blackfeet Reservation and has reached worrisome proportions, said Schlickeisen. We will not allow the illegal actions of a few to derail the public process. And from Madagascar, we read about people trekking through the bush for 3 days to strip valuable bark from the rare Prunus africana tree. On the slopes of Mount Cameroon, locals have been felling the tree at 8 times the rate of regrowth to sell the bark to a French company. At this rate, the tree will be extinct within a decade, say experts in wildlife trade. So at last week's, well, this was a while ago, at a recent meeting in Nairobi of the Convention on Trade in Endangered Species, Prunus africana, along with 13 other plants, was given new protection by the convention. The move signals increasing concern over the trade in medicinal plants. And we're going to take a little break here. Come back with a little music right now and a little more news later on. So right now we have a little story about the bombing a few years ago.
They said the reason they knew that the bomb was in the back seat where we could have seen it rather than hidden under my seat, as it actually was, is because they said that I had loaded my guitar case right on top of the bomb, and they said the guitar and the fiddle were both like right in the vicinity of the explosion. So lo and behold, we get back the pictures from the Oakland police, and here's the guitar. Now, it's certainly damaged, but not as if a bomb had been on top of it, and there's the fiddle virtually intact, okay? And I want you to know, I've actually seen these things in the course of the case. We get to, like, look at the evidence, and it's actually really kind of sad. This was my childhood violin, and I opened the case, and it only had two cracks up the F-holes, and that's all. Whereas the guitar, which was in a cheap case, was kind of shattered. But at any rate, so in light of this, realizing that they took this fiddle, we wrote this song.
Well, I was driving out of Oakland on a tour for Redwood Summer when a bomb went off inside my car. It was a major bummer. They blamed me for the bomb that almost took my life. But there's one last thing that they did, one last twist of the knife. The FBI stole my fiddle.
They stole my fiddle.
The FBI stole my fiddle.
The FBI stole my
sing along.
Fiddle.
The FBI stole my fiddle. I want my fiddle back. The next day in the papers, although it made no sense, was a picture of my fiddle and they called it evidence. They took away my Birkenstocks, they took away my car. But when they took my fiddle, well, you know they went too far. The FBI stole my fiddle.
The FBI stole my fiddle.
The FBI stole my and I want my fiddle back. They said my strings was fuses, my bow it was the light. And down inside my fiddle hole I stashed my dynamite. So when I stroke my fuse string with my fiddle bow, you better run for cover, cause this fiddle might just blow. The FBI stole my fiddle.
The FBI stole my fiddle.
The FBI stole my fiddle. Special Agent Richard Held is the man behind the show. He helped frame Leonard Peltier and jail Geronimo. He falsified the evidence, life sentences, no bail. It's time to get them freed and let's put Richard Held in jail. The FBI stole my fiddle.
Richard Held stole my fiddle.
And Earth First Radio will be right back.